This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back, Realside Radio, hour number two. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina. Joe is busy. He is out there saving the world. He's got a campaign himself, and everybody here should definitely be supporting Joe. He'll be back tomorrow night, and you can find Joe and all of his great, great material on his website, joemessina.com. And if you'd like to chime in the conversation tonight, you can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. This hour, I want to turn it a little bit away from the current politics. We'll definitely get back into that in the next hour. Got a lot to talk about. But, you know, the problem is that when we head towards an election, and we're 6 days away from the midterms next Tuesday, which I will be here for, by the way, looking forward to analyzing returns with you, the great listeners of Realside Radio, from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific next Tuesday night, November the 8th. But there's always news that doesn't get discussed or reported, or basically we just miss it. And one of the issues that is something that really does need to be discussed is a report that just came out today that suggests that Russian officials discussed the possibility of using nukes in Ukraine. Let me repeat that. Russian officials discussed the possibility of using nukes in Ukraine, ostensibly creating a nuclear war. Ukraine is on the doorstep of NATO. Under no uncertain terms would a nuclear bomb or a dirty bomb or something to that effect go off and kill thousands of people, if not tens, if not hundreds, depending upon the size of the missile, if it's a missile. And NATO and the countries in Europe and the United States wouldn't not respond. Russian commanders discussed how and when nukes could be used in Ukraine last month, according to U.S. officials. This is on Yahoo News and New York Post. The grim conversations came just weeks after Russian President Vladimir Putin hinted he was open to using weapons of mass destruction, CBS News reported. When the territorial integrity of our country is threatened, to protect Russia and our people, we will certainly use all means at our disposal, he stated just last month. U.S. officials did not provide CBS with any details about the supposed plans to use nuclear weapons, nor were those plans detailed in a report by the New York Times, the first outlet to break the story. But Western officials last month publicly rejected Moscow's claims that Ukraine was planning to detonate a dirty bomb. Moscow was stating that Ukraine was planning to detonate a dirty bomb. You know, dirty bombs from 9/11, right after that. Conventional explosive spreads radioactive material. And they were stating, Russia was stating, that Ukraine was going to detonate this dirty bomb on Russian territory and express fears that the Kremlin was trying to manufacture an excuse for its own escalation. At the time, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of planning a radioactive false flag operation. If Russia calls and says that Ukraine is allegedly preparing something, it means one thing. Russia has already prepared all of this. Sources did not say Putin himself was a part of the nuclear conversation, and there were no indications a plan to use weapons of mass destruction was eventually made. But the Kremlin has recently walked back its most escalatory nuclear threat, saying last week that Russia has no intention of using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Putin said, "We see no need for that," referring to nuclear weapons at an international affairs conference in Russia last Friday. He says there is no point in that, neither politically or militarily. Okay. We finish with a positive thought. But the question is, we're discussing this now. And you've also got North Korea lobbing multiple missiles. South Korea is now starting to engage. They're starting to lob their own missiles. What is going on around the world? You know, we talked in the last hour about this disaster of an administration that has let everything fall apart. You know, yeah, I get it. Some people laughed at Donald Trump in North Korea. And for the last 6 years, the left have been calling Donald Trump a Russian stooge. But it was only when Barack Obama and Joe Biden were in office that we saw Russia, Putin, taking these adventures into taking land next door. Not 100% correct. Let me check myself on that. I think they took over Chechnya, Soviet Georgia, in George W. Bush's administration as well. So that's not entirely true. But this has all happened under Obama and Biden, and now we're talking about nuclear war. So we're going to get more information on this with Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow, National Security and Defense Arms Control and Nonproliferation Missile Defense over at the Hudson Institute. Don't go away. This is going to be very interesting to find out what's going on. Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Welcome back, Real Side Radio, across the fruited plain, no matter where you are. It's Whiskey Dave here in the chair. And as I was talking about in that previous segment, in relation to the fact that articles are now across the board from New York Times, CBS, New York Post, Yahoo, talking about Russian officials discuss the possibility of using nukes in Ukraine. This is, you know, for some of us that watch this stuff, we know about this, but now it's official because the mainstream news is reporting it. But to talk about this and to really kind of get some good insight as to what is really happening on the ground, fantastic. Well, he's Peter Husey, who is joining us. We are senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where he focuses on nuclear deterrence and modernization, arms control, and defense policy. We've spoken before. Peter, welcome back to Real Side Radio. How are you tonight?
I'm very fine, and well, thank you, sir, for the honor of coming on to talk to you about this important subject.
Well, it is an important subject, and there's really nobody else out there that I would rather hear from, because this is something that you've been studying most of your professional life. You had an article that just came out last week. It's called Conventional Arms Alone Can't Stop Russian Escalation. Any move towards a no-use nuclear deterrence policy would be a huge mistake. What do you mean by that?
What it means is that if when you look at some of the people that have talked about how to respond to Russia if they use a nuclear weapon, the president of France, Macron, said, don't use nuclear weapons under any circumstances. Well, what a message you just sent to Mr. Putin is that you are now in a sanctuary free from a nuclear retaliation of any kind if you use nuclear weapons. And then two former high officials in the Democratic Party, in the Democratic Department of Defense, both said, oh, only respond with conventional weapons. Now, I know both of them are very smart people and well-qualified, and they said, for now, but we might use nuclear weapons some other time. Well, what you basically told Mr. Putin is your nuclear deterrent is off the table. Now, we also, in December, when this administration was urging Ukraine to join NATO, which was impossible given they don't qualify, but he was making a big deal. And then he also said at the same time that if Russia went into Ukraine, we would not use American military forces at the conventional level to go up back against Mr. Putin, which means he took the conventional forces off the table as well. The only thing he left was sending military arms and weapons, and we would get other NATO countries to help out, as you know. So that article that I wrote was basically aimed at, if you're trying to deter somebody, don't take off the table your major weapons, okay? Because the other guy will think you're not serious. And I go back,
yeah.
We said we would protect Ukraine back in 1994. Britain signed the agreement, and guess what? Russia signed the agreement. But then we kind of went to sleep. In 1992, we killed our submarines. Our modernization program was finished. Got it. We did it with bombers in 1997. We did ICBMs in 1991, and then went to sleep. General Herrnstack, who was head of A-10 in Air Force, which is the Air Force office that handles all the bombers and ICBMs, coined a phrase. He said, we took a holiday from history. We decided history was over. Everybody's going to be peace, sweetness, and light. We could reset relations with the Russians and the Chinese. They would be friends, and we basically cut the defense budget quite dramatically, then gradually increased it to 2,000, but then spent a fortune on wars on terrorism. And so it wasn't until 2010 that Obama and the Republican Senate said, this is really serious stuff. We got to get our act together. And that's where we are today, 12 years into a modernization program, but it's not going to bear fruit, unfortunately, until 2029, when the first ICBMs and bombers probably will come into the force, and submarines the year after, and it's going to be 2042 when the whole program is done. Okay, and all we're doing is replacing the old stuff, which in the case of ICBMs, bombers, and subs is anywhere from 40 to 70 years old. So our problem is the stuff could stop working. We've stretched it out as long as we can, and as the retiring head of Strategic Command out in Omaha said today at the Navy sub-league dinner, he said, we have no margin for error. So to summarize what I was pointing out, we took our stuff off the table, and we didn't take it seriously from 1994 that, hey, if you're going to protect the sovereignty of borders, which is important, Thatcher did it in the Falklands, Bush 41 did it in Kuwait, then do it. But don't be unprepared and then talk like a big shot that, hey, you're going to take care of this business, because the bad guys know what you're doing for real, and they won't listen to your rhetoric. That's the problem, is that our rhetoric is outpacing what we have done on the ground in terms of what we've said we would or would not do and forces that we would or would not bring to bear on the conflict.
In our last couple of minutes here before our first commercial break with you, we're looking at deterrence, U.S. deterrence, NATO deterrence. You say that it did not dissuade Putin from invading Ukraine, obviously.
No.
When we're looking at where we are now, this is now going on 10 months. Nobody expected it this long. Where do you see the where we are today, and what are we looking at here in the short term?
It's a very good question. I have a neighbor here at Hudson, and by the way, I'm speaking only for myself and not for this wonderful organization called Hudson, but my neighbor here, Luke Coffey, who handles just Ukraine, is that Russia bit off more than it could chew because it wasn't prepared.
Mm.
And you've seen what someone said, he's banging his nuclear pots and pans in the kitchen in order to keep us out of the fight in any major way so he can figure out how to get out of this mess. And he's in a mess. So the first thing he does is said, well, let's take over parts of Ukraine, claim they had a plebiscite, and they all want to be Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's territory. And if you come in here, it's Russian territory. We'll defend it with nuclear weapons. So the problem is, in the Cuban Missile Crisis, which is the anniversary just recently, we had a 70-1 advantage over Khrushchev with respect to nuclear weapons. We don't have that. In fact, now the Russians have more than we do. In fact, they have 2,000 to 5,000 theater weapons or short range weapons, and we have 200 of those, or roughly 200.
Jesus. Sleep well, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Well, after the break, I want to get into this in more detail and discuss, what we're looking at right now. Unfortunately, we're not getting the main news, the real news in our broadcast networks about what is really happening here. But I really want to get into this with Peter Husey. Again, Peter Husey is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. You can find him at hudson.org. Is that correct?
It is. PHUC@hudson.org.
Hudson.org. Okay. We're going to go through the break here, bottom of the hour. We got news and we'll be right back. Don't go away, anybody. This is a fascinating discussion. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Joe Biden's threat to impose a windfall profits tax on oil companies is unlikely to pass in the U.S. Congress, even if Democrats defy forecasts and manage to maintain their razor-thin majority in midterm elections on November the 8th. Congress passed big retroactive tax breaks for big oil when former President Donald Trump was in office as fuel demand dropped during COVID lockdowns. U.S. stocks climbed on Wednesday, reversing earlier declines after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 75 basis points, but signaled that smaller rate hikes may be on the horizon. A hike by the Fed, the fourth straight increase from the central bank of that magnitude, as it attempts to bring down stubbornly high inflation. And Russia said on Wednesday it would resume its participation in a deal freeing up grain exports from war-torn Ukraine, reversing a move that world leaders had said threatened to exacerbate global hunger. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. We're getting into some pretty serious stuff right now. We'll get back to the election in the next hour, folks. But we've got Peter Husey, who's a senior fellow at Hudson Institute. For the last four decades, he's been focused on nuclear deterrence and modernization, arms control, and defense policy. And you can find him over at the Hudson Institute, which is at Hudson.org. Peter, before we get back to Russia, I read an article that you wrote last month, Why North Korea's Next Nuclear Test Matters. And today, or Wednesday for North Korea, they lobbed 20 missiles in the direction of South Korea. One landed near the sea border. What's going on?
Well, here needs a little background. In 1981, Deng Xiaoping, the Chinese leader, decided to help his friends build nuclear weapons. One of those friends was Pakistan, another was North Korea, another was Iraq, another was Iran, and another one was Libya. Well, guess what? Every one of those have nuclear weapons programs that had either been taken out by America or they're in existence, like in North Korea and Pakistan. Pakistan's a full-fledged nuclear power, and North Korea probably, I don't know how many they have, people say between 20 and 100. China thought that they could intimidate the United States with North Korea and get us basically to say, we don't want any part of this, we're out of here, and leave the peninsula, which, as you know, we tried that once. It was 1950, and the North Koreans invaded about 7 months after, 8 months after the Secretary of State said that Korea's beyond our defense perimeter. As someone who went to school there as a student and studied all the things that you talked about, at Yonsei University in 1969 and 70, I'm very well aware of how serious that is because my Korean father, whom I lived with, and he was my host, he also was my Korean professor and eventually became national security advisor to the president of the country, ambassador to the United Nations, and ambassador to the United States. And he was murdered by the North Koreans in Burma in the early 1980s in an attack on the entire South Korean government. So the North is basically China's helper in that area to cause trouble for us and to keep us occupied and to use that threat as a way of basically saying you can't use South Korea or Japan as a base to help Taiwan or the South China Sea to keep trade alive because we got nukes over here. That's the message. And by testing all these missiles, he's saying, see, I can reach Guam, I can reach Japan, I can reach South Korea. That's what this is. This is a question of intimidation and blackmail, which is what the North Koreans specialize in.
You also talk about the fact that Pyongyang is selling arms to Russia and Iran, and they may be getting in return for their services EMPs, you know, atmospheric electromagnetic pulse machines. What is going on here? I mean, all of a sudden, you know, I thought the world was peaceful and everything was good, and then now we're dealing with Russia and Ukraine. We've got North Korea again. We've got Iran in ascendancy. What the heck is going on?
Well, the Congress did two reports on EMP. All that is there are two ways to do it. The sun can have a heart attack and basically have solar flares that come and basically shut down our grid. Grid's not protected. Or someone could detonate a nuclear device over the United States about 70 kilometers up, and they could basically cascade the whole grid to come down. We did two congressional reports in detail. I mean, had the top scientists in the world, and we found out North Korea was helping Iran and vice versa with their missile programs, and the Iranian mullahs were there during nuclear tests. And we also know Russian scientists were helping the North with respect to doing an EMP. Now, the North Koreans know if they launch anything at us, this NPR under President Biden said, we'll turn you into a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
They made no bones about you're dead. However, it doesn't mean that North Korea can't help their friends in Iran and other places do this, because Iran has actually tested a ballistic missile in an EMP mode, meaning it goes up and then exploded 70 miles with a Mach warhead, 70 kilometers or so above the Earth's surface, which over America would shut down the eastern seaboard from Maine to basically Atlanta. And as you know, well, if the seaport's operating and the electrical grid, ATMs don't work anymore, your cell phones don't work, your cars don't work, everything just is shut down. You can imagine Newt Gingrich has said, well, we'll go back to the 18th century in terms of being able to survive. So, yes, what you're talking about is very serious. And the North is, I believe, an agent of the Chinese. I'm a minority in that. Everybody seems to think that, well, China provides them 90% of everything they need, but they have no control over a nuclear program, which now we know from a book published by the former Secretary of the Air Force, Tom Reed, said that Deng Xiaoping made a deliberate decision to help North Korea build nuclear weapons.
Sorry to interject, but do you think that U.S. forces should be removed? You say that China is really the center of East Asia's nuclear puzzle, and Beijing thinks it can wear the United States down and jettison U.S. forces from the Western Pacific, starting in the Korean Peninsula. Do you think that's their end game, and do you think there's an appetite for that in the United States?
No, we have God bless America, and the North Korea, South Korea don't want it either. I have probably written 100 articles in response to a couple gentlemen who write every 6 months or so, we should get out of Korea. That's Ted Galen Carpenter and Bruce Brandau. And they make the argument that if there's going to be a nuclear war in South Korea and North Korea, we should protect ourselves and not risk New York. Well, the easiest way to get a nuclear war started there is to withdraw. I mean, we've gone through that game once, right? We did that, and then we had a war in 1950. And let me tell you, you don't want to do that again. So,
right.
And the cost is relatively minor because the South Koreans pay an enormous amount of money for our forces there, a relatively small force. But as long as we're there, the North Koreans won't come south. The problem is they're going to Iran. They're going to their friends around the world, helping them, and that's where they get cash. And it's like Iran is giving Russia drones and ballistic and missiles to use against Ukraine. And one of the good things that the Biden administration is proposing is not only that the nuclear posture view is pretty strong in terms of our triad, they're upping their ante with respect to missile defense. But again, we're still way behind the eight ball, David. And this is the folly of delay and, oh, things will get better. We can afford to wait. We'll kick the can down the road. Well, eventually you run out of road. They can't kick the can down anymore. And the other guys, the bad guys, haven't been waiting around for you to get better. So what we're doing now is we're testing ourselves of all the stuff.
What's changed in 2 years? Because we had Trump in North Korea. We had, obviously, you know, there was no adventures across the borders from Russia while Trump was in office.
Right.
What's the policy now, and how has it changed so quickly where you've got Iran on ascendancy as well, you've got North Korea lobbing missiles, 23 of them, in one day today.
Right.
What happened and changed so quickly in 2 years for this to happen?
Very important things. Afghanistan. The images, graphics, and just watching your news, people got a very different message than they got from America between 2017 and 2020. That's number one. Number two, Iran had over $100 billion in foreign exchange when President Trump took office. When he left office, they were down to $4 billion. Four, because of the sanctions and keeping their oil sales, escrowing the money, and squeezing them as hard as we could. And that's gone. Because now we're going to go back to this crazy joint comprehensive program of action with JCPOA, which is not a deal anybody wants. And thank God the United Nations inspectors, they said Iran won't come clean about what they used to do, so we're not going to recommend any deal. That is a switch from what they did in 2015, thank God, because there's no deal. So those two gave the world two very different views of America. They say, wait a minute, America doesn't have the, you know, wherewithal to be tough. And then we took our forces off the table with respect to Ukraine. Now, you can argue one way or the other. I understand people's concerns about, wait a minute, do we want to risk New York for Ukraine? The problem is we unilaterally took everything off the table with no alternative. And then the fourth thing, which people don't talk about, is I look at budgets, and the president's budget for the next 10 years cuts defense dramatically, even though it's gone up the first 2 years because Congress, Democrats and Republicans. Yeah.
Hey, Peter, real quick question for you. Do you have a hard out, or can you stick through the break and continue?
I can continue to talking to you, sir, because this is very, very important. I want
Yes, it is. It is, absolutely. Peter Husey, delighted to have him. We've continued through the break here. He's a senior fellow at Hudson Institute. Real Side Radio, folks, don't go away. This is maybe one of the most important discussions of the night. So don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
And welcome back to the final, well, the final segment of hour number two here at Realside Radio. And it is a pleasure for me being with you all across the fruited plain tonight, no matter where you may be in this fine country. But right now we're talking serious stuff. We've got Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. And you can find all of these articles that we're talking about here tonight at Hudson.org. Just look up Peter Husey as far as the experts go. Peter has spent 40 years focusing on nuclear deterrence and modernization, arms control, and defense policy. Peter, you know, I was in ninth grade when The Day After came on ABC television, and I don't think any of us slept for a couple of days after watching that. Here we are, some 40 years later, and we are talking about Russian nukes, North Korean nukes. The discussions right now regarding the fact that Russia is making preparations to use nuclear weapons. The White House, I understand, has come out and said that they didn't have any specific comment on the New York Times report about such Russian discussions. That doesn't give me any sense of confidence, Peter.
Let's go back. I'm somewhat of an historian. Go back to 1999. Mr. Yeltsin says, I want a nuclear weapon I can use on a battlefield. And it was April 29th. And it was a decree that, guess what? Mr. Putin, who was on the NES, was the head of the Security Council, said, okay. And when he became president, he bought and implemented all the weapons to do exactly that. He calls it escalate to win. And what he means by this, if he's in a conventional fight like Ukraine and he's getting shellacked and losing, he'll threaten to use nuclear weapons to get the other guys to stand down. And that's exactly what's going on. And we kind of ignored it when it came up in 1999. Our former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs said over and over again, John Hyten said, please, listen, this is serious stuff. And the arms control folks laughed. And some other people said, oh, it's not serious. It's just Putin blowing smoke. And now we know how serious it is. So our role is to keep this thing at best, I mean, at the worst, at a conventional level, and at best, some kind of settlement. Now, I'm here again, there's some people I deeply admire who think if Russia's military loses this fight, the KGB will step in and remove Putin. On the other hand, if it gets that bad and the Russian army disintegrates, and then Russia disintegrates. And the last time the KGB stepped in and removed a sitting general
secretary. Was that Yeltsin?
Was Mr. Khrushchev was removed because of the stupidity of the Cuban Missile Crisis and various other things that they thought he was kind of going off the rudder.
Okay.
So we are in a position where we're not calling the shots because, number one, we're way behind the eight ball that we're trying to catch up. We took a lot of deterrent stuff off the table, and our bad guys, they can interpret it any way they want, and usually they're going to interpret it in a way that isn't very helpful to us. So our allies and us have to make it, we may have to scramble to repair the damage. But to say to Putin, nothing you do with nuclear weapons will give you an advantage. Mm-hmm. Not that, okay, you can blow up New York and I'll blow up Moscow. Is nothing you do will give you an advantage. You're not going to get your objective. And then you've got to give him what's called an off-ramp. And I don't know whether he'll take it. An off-ramp basically is a graceful exit from Ukraine where he basically makes up a reason why he won. Because, God bless, I mean, Ukraine's going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars to repair. I mean, you can't bring the lives back. But, oh, my God, I have my best friend's married to a young lady from her family's still in Ukraine. They're in the Donbass region.
Oh, they are.
What you've seen. So I guess my lesson is this is very serious stuff. And when America goes to sleep, the world kind of goes into bad places. Mm-hmm. And when you, oh, we're just going to reset with Russia. We're going to cooperate with Russia and China. Yeah, that's nice, but it's not real. And as someone who's been, you know, working on this since basically the early 1970s, during the Middle Eastern war crisis and the problems we had, I can't say it better. It is very serious stuff. And the head of STRATCOM, Admiral Richard, an extraordinarily brilliant man, he said just in his last speech in Huntsville, go read Herman Kahn's book on thermonuclear war. Well, you know who Herman Kahn is. He was the founder of the Hudson Institute. Mm. And his book, which is 700 pages, sits on my desk. And Admiral Richard said, it's a long read, but I just finished it. So my view is we have some leaders in the military who are going to replace him, General Cotton and General Boussier at Global Strike, Admiral Wolf and Admiral Papano, our submarine guys in the Navy. And they're all serious people, okay? And I think a lot of our leaders, but we as a country sometimes take our eyes off the ball, David, and we go have a barbecue and say it's the end of history and, boy, we can just forget about some of these things. But, you know, there's that old thing from the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Well, I'm Toto. I'm pulling the curtain back, and now we got to pay attention to the guy behind the curtain. And he started all this way, way back in 1999, and we kind of forgot. We didn't pay attention. So if there's a message, it's, boy, in this business, you got to pay attention. You can't take a break and say, well, tomorrow, okay? And that's why all the guys out there manning the ICBMs and the submarines at sea and the bombers, they do this 24/7, 365. They don't take a break. So if they don't take a break, we got to not take a break. Those of us in this business, particularly members of Congress and cabinet members and everybody, this is deadly serious stuff. And so I wanted to thank you. You're very kind to let me come and talk to you. I hope I haven't talked over your audience. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible, but deterrence is serious business, and that's what we ought to be serious about it. As Herman Kahn said, if you want to be credible, be credible. And that's the only thing the bad guys believe in. They say, you got the stuff, I got the will, and boy, you get out of line, I'm going to use it. And that's what deterrence is.
You know, it's fascinating to me because you see this ebb and flow, and there's so much psychology in geopolitics, and you're dealing with human beings. Putin's a human being. What about these rumors that we've heard that maybe he's sick, maybe he's got cancer, maybe he's got some kind of psychological malady? What are you hearing right now?
Well, I'll answer two ways. My friend, I'm doing a seminar on the 8th of November here at Hudson. People want to come in and join us. It's remotely as well as in person here. My friend Steve Blank, who was head of the Russian office at the War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, is now with the International Foreign Policy Research Institute in Philadelphia. He's the, I think, number one scholar in America on Russia. And he said this: Putin is probably ill, but the question is he going to bring the house down on himself if he thinks he can't win? Or does he find a way to go out and go live in his billion-dollar Dhaka in the Black Sea and, you know, whatever else he does? I don't know. But the problem in the Russian character is a totalitarian power believes it has no choice but to fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Chinese. That's the North Koreans. It's what, remember Yamamoto, the Japanese admiral, said when ordered to, you know, he planned Pearl Harbor. And then Tojo said, go do it. And he said, you do know that if we do this, the Americans will wake up and kick us, mm-hmm. and we'll be defeated. And the Adler people said, yes, but we have no choice but to fight. That's Imperial Japan. Mm-hmm. They were a totalitarian power. And that, unfortunately, is history. And my hope is that enough people around Putin tell him that this is not worth the candle to use one single nuclear weapon anywhere, ever. And my hope is our deterrent is strong enough, along with our NATO allies, and our will is, you know, we can read it over the table. And I hope, I think our administration is talking to them fairly regularly. We're serious and we need business. The problem is, as the whole point of this show is, I have to point out that sometimes we're not serious.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the bad guys, you don't get a redo. You don't get a do-over.
Yeah, yeah.
That read what you did, and they may say, well, you know, I don't think as Medvedev, the vice premier, said, America is too chicken to respond.
Peter, I want to thank you for the time that you gave us tonight. You're back east as well, so it's late for you. Greatly appreciate it. It's important work what you're doing. Remind everybody again, as we're going into closing here, where they can find you and your upcoming seminar online.
Just send me a note to PUCHUESSY at Hudson.org. And I'll be glad to put you on our invite list. And as I said, it's 8th of November at, I believe, either 10 o'clock or 2 p.m. It's either 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. I can't remember. But you're welcome. You can come in on remote, virtually, and click in and listen to one of the most extraordinary specialists on Russia there is. He'll talk specifically about Russia, nuclear weapons, and Ukraine.
Thank you so much for your time, Peter. Wishing you the best and looking forward to having you on again down the road. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And folks, we're going to be coming back for our third and final hour tonight. If you'd like to join us, it's going to be open lines. We've got a lot we're going to be talking about, from the politics to everything else that is going on right now. It's going to be mostly politics the next hour. We're 6 days away from a midterm election. Give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. We'll be back at the top of the hour at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.